In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in Volume 16, Letter Number 6003, Baruch Hashem Chav Beis Tevis Tov Shutches Brooklyn Shalom Uvracha. As you know, we have so many letters of the Rebbe. The Rebbe is against people fasting and afflicting themselves. Sometimes people who do so, it's brought down in the holy books about to atone, to make up for sins. There's various different levels of fast. There's actually a fast that would atone for a whole lot of stuff, which is 40 days. And the Rebbe is dissuading anybody who wants to do that. The Rebbe says that's not the way. So here, the Rebbe is writing to this person, Shalom Uvracha, to respond to his letter dated the 14th of Tevis. And the Rebbe says, this is obvious that I was totally surprised. I was shocked from the what you write, from the content of your letter. And the main thing, what you concluded in the letter, which it looks like that you want to fast for 40 days. Rebbe says, such conduct is contrary to that which the Alter Rebbe writes. Both, he's the author of the Tanya, and he's also the author of the Shulchan Aruch. So he writes over there, which makes him an authority both in the esoteric and the revealed part of Torah. He writes in the Geres HaTshuva. And therefore the Rebbe is saying, I am very rushing. I'm rushing to write to you, and I'm sending this letter express. And may the blessed Hashem help that this should accomplish that it is supposed to. That this letter, the Rebbe is sending it express, and he wants this letter to be effective. Which means, what the Rebbe is saying to him, that even if you took upon yourself the above to fast 40 days in such a way that you would require to nullify this, to be matir the neder, you need an annulment from the, and you need three people in order to annul. Even if it would require that, you should do that. And you should relate to them that you did not know what is written in the Geres HaTshuva of the Alter Rebbe. Look in chapter 3, which is on side 92b. And this is also, you should explain to them, when you come to the rabbi and you ask them to annul, you sort of have to say that, oh, when I undertook, I made this promise, when I took this vow, I wasn't aware of that it says in the Shulchan Aruch and the Alter Rebbe in the Geres HaTshuva, the Baal Shem Tov, they say not to do that. That's what I did that. Had I known, I would not have done it. And then the three tell you, okay, Mutar Lach Mutar, you're okay. And this is also against the very famous teaching of the Baal Shem Tov on the verse, Ketirach San Chamoir Seinacha Revis Tachas Masoi. The verse talks about when you see a donkey of your enemy, he is kneeling under the load, and he translates it as meaning your enemy is your physicality, your natural inclinations, that they don't want to carry the load of Torah. That's your chamor, that's your materialism. And so what does the verse say? Don't neglect him. Azoiv tazev imai. You should support him. Support and raise and help, which means work with your body, with your physicality. Don't neglect your physicality. The Rebbe references that Yom Yom of the 28th of Shvat on page 23. What about the fasting of 40 days? So the Rebbe said you can exchange this through two things. You don't have to actually fast. So once you get annulled, you don't have to fast. Number one, you give tzedakah in such a way that until Purim or Pesach, you will spend $27 approximately. And this cheshbon goes that it's a two-thirds of a dollar for every fast day, as the Rebbe has made this cheshbon, this calculation, earlier in letter 3034, I think there was a Sefer Torah over there that I have to take a look again. And the Rebbe, I think it's in France at the time, the Rebbe told him. But and the Rebbe, so that will come out $27 equals how much? 27, how much is 2/3 of a dollar times 40?
So it's around 33 cents times 40 days.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's two. No, it's not a third of a dollar. It's 2/3 of a dollar.
So it's like 66 cents. Yeah.
So 66 cents times 40.
40 is, yeah, close to $27.
$27.
That's what he says. So that's what it comes to, $27. And the Rebbe says number two. Also, to exchange on a fast day of hours, which means that instead of fasting a full day, do a few hours a day, you know, maybe fast till the afternoon. So that means that in the duration of several years, you can divide the fast for a half a day. And the Rebbe said you can divide it up to 9 years. The Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch, why 9 years? Because it follows the expression of the Alter Rebbe in the Tanya, who says that you can scatter it over the years. The Rebbe doesn't want him to fast. Now, it looks like, from where the Rebbe continues over here, that what he was fasting for was in failed in something, it doesn't say so, it failed in something, or he wasn't careful in something that has to do with the intimacy relationship. So, because the Rebbe writes to him that this is understood, that you write about abstention, staying away from your wife, may she live, that is totally against my opinion. It goes against my opinion. And you need to conduct yourself, you have to keep the laws of our holy Torah according to the statutes and the laws of Taras HaMishpacha, but not abstention. Especially, the Rebbe says that this is associated with the pain of somebody else, which is very important according to the Shulchan Aruch. Don't only think about yourself any time, which is your general idea about the Shulchan Aruch. You have to be super careful not to cause any pain to another individual. If you want to be very religious, that's fine. That's also, you got to know when and where, but certainly not on the account of someone else. Rebbe says that abstention is not the way. Follow the rules of the Shulchan Aruch. So, the question that you ask, what to do for correction? So, the Rebbe says, fasting, no. Okay, he tells him to exchange the fasting. But that doesn't seem, I guess, satisfying. And the Rebbe is against abstention. So, what should they do for correction? So, the Rebbe says, The Rebbe says you should see to it to know by heart, orally, several chapters of Mishnayos and minimally one chapter of Tanya. And it could be the smaller chapters, you don't need a big one. And every weekday before davening to give for charity and to be careful to keep the classes of Chumash, Tilim, and Tanya every single day. But understood that this needs to be without a vow. You make an acceptance, but you say the nether. And I look forward to get good news in the above mentioned, and the earlier the better. The Rebbe concludes with a blessing, and basically the Rebbe tells him not to fast the 40 days. That goes against the Alter Rebbe and the Baal Shem Tov. He should, if he made a vow, then he should absolve himself by going in front of three and explaining to them that he didn't realize that this is against the Alter Rebbe and the Baal Shem Tov, and they can exchange the fast by either, by two things, giving tzedakah, and then it come to a total of $27. That's the three-quarters of a dollar, two-thirds of a dollar for every day of the 40 days, or to fast hours instead of fasting a full day. That can take even 9 years, and the Rebbe is against abstention, especially that it inflicts pain on another person. And what to do? Study orderly several chapters of Mishnah, and at least one chapter of Tanya, maybe the smaller one. Be careful with the class of Chumash Tilim and Tanya, without a vow. I look forward to good news in all and as early as possible.